With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Most theatrical adaptations of famous books take artistic license to boil the story down to a manageable length, a couple of hours at most. This week, in Ann Arbor, a stage version of the classic F. Scott Fitzgerald novel The Great Gatsby takes a different approach. I talked with the founder and artistic director of the New York-based Elevator Repair Service Theater Ensemble, John Collins, as well as the star of the play called Gats. Seeing the play Gats takes commitment. With intermissions and time for a meal, the production has a running time of about 8 hours. It's been staged all over the world. Director John Collins says the play takes place in a rundown office where a worker with a bit of time on his hands finds a copy of The Great Gatsby and begins reading it out loud.
It starts out as something, as more the story of someone reading the book than the story of the book itself, and then it becomes the story of the book. The other thing I think that's different is that Gats uses every single word of the novel's text, doesn't change anything or add anything.
Actor Scott Shepard won an Obie Award, Off-Broadway's highest honor, for playing the lead role in 2011. He explains his character's motivation for picking up The Great Gatsby this way.
He's apparently never heard of it before, and he gets so involved he can't stop reading until he's done.
The man's co-workers gradually become involved in the story as characters in the book. Collins says he was hyper-aware of the challenge of such a long show for the audience, especially when they initially produced Gats in New York. The first act is about 2 hours long.
After that, I think it's very forgiving. And, you know, there's an hour and a half dinner break in the middle. So it isn't meant to test the audience physically so much as just test their ability to tune out the rest of the world for 8 hours.
Shepard isn't required to memorize the entire script. After all, he's holding the book. Of course, that doesn't mean it's easy to do.
You're constantly looking away from the book and back at it, and the opportunities to get lost are legion.
8 hours is a very long time to be on stage, and there's the drain of reading aloud the entire time. Shepard has found a way to think about Gats that helps him.
Sometimes I'm about to go on stage and I think, well, this is what regular people do. They go to work for 8 hours.
As for those attending the show, one way to think about seeing such a long play is to compare the effort to binge-watching a TV series in a day. You're just binging a theatrical experience instead. The University Musical Society brings Gats to the Power Center in Ann Arbor, Friday and Saturday, March 27th and 28th at 2 p.m., and at 1 p.m. on Sunday, March 29th. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.